Mel, 15 years ago tonight was one of the most impactful, if not the most impactful, winter storms this part of the world has ever seen.
Yes, and I remember it like it was yesterday. We had received a call about 3 or 4 days prior to that storm, and a good friend of mine at the National Weather Service, I remember exactly what he said. He said, "This may be your big one." And we took him serious, and it was our big one. And, yeah, I remember how it started. It started kind of like this rain we had about 4 days ago coming up from the south and the cold air from the north. And, wow, 19 days that some of the members were out of power.
How many members of North Arkansas Electric lost power?
At one point, 99%. We probably had a handful that were still on, but if you look at just the meters at that time, we probably had 32 or 33,000 meters. At one point, most of those were off, and then it happened again. The thaw is just as bad as the ice. When it starts to thaw and the lines start flopping together, then you have another major cause. So that first 3 days was definitely stressful. The entire 19 days was stressful on a lot of people. You know, we had at that time about 115-ish folks working for the co-op. Within 3 days, we had almost 1,000, counting the contractors that we brought in and all the folks that came in to help us.
I remember a quote that you said that you weren't surprised when you saw a pole that was down. You were surprised when you saw one standing.
Yes. You know, we could walk out the night of the 26th and you could hear it.
Yes. I will never forget the sound.
Oh, it was so eerie. It was like stepping on tree twigs, but it would be a pole snapping maybe a mile away. And then you could see the flashes in the night. Of course, you know, nobody had lights. So you see these flashes. Oh, it was very surreal. And you know, it's something that none of us want to relive, but we do understand that we all lived through it and that we responded well and that we did the things that we had to do. And, you know, we made it. Not to say I ever want to do it again.
We'll never forget the updates that you and Jimbo Namer had on the 7 a.m. newscast every morning. People would go out and start their cars to be able to turn on their radio. We weren't streaming yet. People didn't have the capabilities of a smartphone that they have today. So people were sitting in their cars trying to get information from you.
Yeah, Bodenhammer would call me just almost every, well, 3 or 4 times a day. And then I remember Richard called me on a Sunday, and we didn't have... That was like day three, and there was nothing that was working. We'd lost our radio contact. We'd lost our backup generators. We'd lost everything. And I had to go out and connect through a satellite phone on the car to even get to y'all. And, of course, I've told you this. I also remember Bob calling me and saying, "Hey, we need to do a call-in talk show." And I'm like, "Oh, I don't want to do that." And he's like, "Yep, you're going to do it. It's the best thing you can do." And we did. We had a 2-hour call-in talk show. We explained what was going on. And although there were some pretty direct conversations in that talk show, I think it was the best thing we did as far as PR.
And we didn't get fined by the FCC either, so it was the best thing that we did as well.
True.
The cost to North Arkansas Electric Cooperative for that storm, what was the total?
$42 million, and at that point, that represented about 20% of our total system value. So as we look back on it, we lost 20% of the distribution system to ice. That's a lot, and fortunately, FEMA came in, and about 87.5% of that was paid for by FEMA. The other 12.5% we had to, the members had to pay for, but thank goodness that they were there, because $42 million, a very expensive ice storm, we had thousands of poles broken. We had never seen that. We'd never seen maybe 15 or 20 poles broken during a storm. We had thousands of poles that were broken. So it was just, it's the most devastating event that you can imagine that an electric distribution system can withstand, because it's so widespread. And what we found were some areas had between 2 and 3 inches of ice that were either on the trees and the trees fell or the lines and just pulled the poles down around them.
We still all have members of seeing linemen come into our neighborhoods and help us out. The work that they did, the work that everyone with North Arkansas Electric Cooperative did, it was something that we'll never forget. We'll never forget what happened, but we'll also never forget what you did to bring us back.
Yeah, and we appreciate that. But I'm telling you, it was the members working with us. It was all of our employees. It was our outside folks. The inside folks were taking care of the stuff that you don't even think about, like food and lodging and clothing and laundry and all that stuff. You know, you think about getting out and putting it back together, and yes, that's the most important thing, but you've got to have support for all those, in this particular case, 1,000 or so folks that were working outside. Everybody did a tremendous job. We look back on it. Obviously, we learned stuff. Anytime you have a situation like this, you want to learn something going forward. We did, but also looking back, we look back on it and we see that we did a great job, and I'm very proud of the response we had.